The Port of Seattle just elected a new CEO, a longtime manufacturing and transportation guy named Ted Fick. The port might seem like just another government department that sits on the water's edge, but get this. Washington State's maritime industry is worth $30 billion, with a B, billion dollars, and employs 200,000 people. The port runs SeaTac Airport, Fisherman's Terminal, and multiple other marinas and businesses. Still sound like another government department to you? Gail Tarleton served as a Port of Seattle commissioner. She's now a state representative. She joins me now. Hi, Gail.
Hi there, Marcy.
The Port of Seattle elected a new boss. Can you tell us who is Ted Fick?
I haven't met Ted Fick, but looking at his background, his qualifications, I've met a lot of people like Ted Fick who have been part of the global economy.
We asked Port Commission Co-Chair Stephanie Bowman why the port specifically sought out somebody who has manufacturing and transportation experience. Here's what she had to say.
The maritime industrial sector, the average wage in the maritime industry is $70,400. And it's fantastic. Great benefits, great wages, and those are the sorts of jobs that we should be creating throughout the region. And the port's job as an economic development agency, which is what we are at our core, is to invest public dollars in facilities so that private industry can grow those types of jobs. So having Ted as our new CEO and with the vision of the port and the Century Agenda to grow 100,000 new jobs over the next 25 years, they're perfectly aligned.
That's Stephanie Bowman. She's co-chair of the Seattle Port Commission. Gail Tarleton served as a port commissioner a few years back. She's in the state legislature now. So, Gail, what Ted Fick has in manufacturing and transportation experience, he does lack somewhat in maritime experiences. From your point of view, what are the risks of hiring somebody without that experience?
The great news is that the Port of Seattle headquarters and all of those fishing, cruise, grain terminals and the Ballard and Inner Bay Industrial District are in my legislative district, Marcy. Mm-hmm. And so when I look at a leader of the Port of Seattle and Ted's coming into a thriving industry for Washington State and the nation, I think to myself, does he know where we stand in Puget Sound? Does he understand the culture of public ports? Does he have a background in understanding the need to have ports for exporting and importing all of the goods that the people in our state create and manufacture? And he has that. He grew up in Tacoma. He has been part of the transportation sector because he has been an exporter in that transportation sector. He was part of the PACCAR conglomerate that was one of the first companies in America to really start exporting heavy machinery and heavy trucks to the rest of the world. So I think he's got what it takes to know what is at stake for moving cargo and people.
Ted Fick, as you mentioned, is from Tacoma. Now, we know the Port of Seattle and the Port of Tacoma have had a long-standing rivalry of sorts, but they have both indicated that they're open to some form of merger or joint partnership in the future. Does the fact that Mr. Fick is a Tacoman have any significance?
I think it's great. He knows that no Puget Sound port can go it alone. Now he's been watching and part of the global trade and the competitiveness issues that the ports in our state face. So having the roots in Tacoma, but huge experience across King County and Washington State and in the global sectors, he knows what it's going to take to continue to bring the ports together. And it's not just Port of Seattle and Port of Tacoma. It's all of our public ports are counting on making it work for Puget Sound and Washington State.
I'm talking with former Seattle Port Commissioner, current State Representative Gail Tarleton. Ted Fick starts his job, if everything goes as planned, the end of this month. From your vantage point, what will be his biggest challenge?
It is going into the final planning for the fiscal year and planning the budgets for 2015, 2016. He's going to have to hit the ground really fast on what is in the capital budget plan, what's in the operating plans for continuing to support an export and jobs engine that last year helped our state achieve the largest value of exports in our history at $81 billion. And so he's going to have to just get into the mix on the budgets right away. The second biggest challenge, and I can't underestimate it, he's going to have to be a leader for our region and state on whatever we do on the transportation package in the state legislature. And he's going to know something about it.
Real briefly, I just have to, I'm not going to take that up right now. Real briefly, a lot of people might be listening and their eyes glazing over Port of Seattle. Why should they care?
It's a jobs-generating machine. It operates one of the state's largest public works capital budgets, where thousands of people start new jobs every day because of it. Most important, the port owns and operates $7 billion, like with a B, as you said, about the $30 billion maritime industry, $7 billion worth of public lands, and that is largely industrial real estate. Everything about our region's maritime and manufacturing economy, our states, and especially our city of Seattle's economy rides on those $7 billion of port-owned property. And we all have a stake in making it work right.
Gail Tarleton, state representative now representing the Ballard-ish area of Seattle. She's a former Port of Seattle commissioner. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Marcy, thanks very much.
You're with The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.